You're listening to The Top Line, brought to you by Fierce Pharma and Fierce Biotech. I'm your host, Ayla Ellison. Today, I'm joined by Fierce Pharma Marketing Senior Editor Ben Adams to dive into our annual special report on the top 10 most anticipated drug launches. In 2024, there's a noticeable shift in the dynamics as at least one somewhat unexpected player takes the spotlight. Let's dive into the discussion now. Ben, thank you for joining me on this episode of The Top Line to discuss the most anticipated drug launches of 2024. This is one of the annual special reports that the Fierce Pharma team, specifically the Fierce Pharma marketing team, publishes each year. Could you just share what the report covers and where the information for the report comes from?
Yeah, so Evaluate has been running their preview for years. I think this might either be my 14th or 15th year of covering it. So they crunch the numbers on the top 10 experimental drugs in terms of potential sales that should, but don't always, and we'll discuss that in a minute, nab a US approval throughout the year. So the report drops around Christmas and it's looking a year ahead. So this time, of course, we're looking at 2024. Often there are FDA approval dates attached to the drugs. All the company has said it will file very soon, but the expectation is that there will be an approval and a launch in 2024. Exactly how the analysts come up with their numbers for each launch is a secret known only to them, though, of course, they go by market sentiment and launches for other similar drugs in recent years. They do, with this report, specifically set 2028 as the date for this year's preview as to how much they think each drug will make from launch should it happen this year. So that gives them around 4 years to bring in these estimates.
And for the estimates that are included in the Evaluate report, they break it down for each drug that is included, and then they also provide estimated sales potential for the top 10 that they list in the report. Looking at the numbers for this year, the report noted that there has been a significant drop in anticipated sales since 2022. Can you break down those numbers for us?
Yeah, as you say, the last 2 years has seen a notable decline overall, and in some drugs that have in fact been on the report more than once. Again, we'll get into that in a minute, but starting with the overall numbers, Evaluate reckons the total potential sales, this is again by 2028, across all the top 10 drugs combined, should they all launch, would amount to $15.2 billion. That sounds pretty good, but this is significantly less than the $17.5 billion in 2023. And here's the kicker, that those figures are much, much lower than the nearly $27 billion Evaluate saw as coming from these top 10 drugs from that year. And again, what they could make 4 years down the line. Why? Well, in one word, complexity. Making drugs and successfully launching them into the market has always been very difficult. But in recent years, as disease targets have become tougher and the drugs needed to treat them has become much more niche, failure in trials and a tough launch have become more common. So too is the regulatory environment, with the FDA seemingly more willing to hand out rejections based on the need for more trial data to prove efficacy, or, and this is becoming a more common problem, manufacturing concerns that need cleaning up. Payers too are feeling the pinch, and some drugs are just failing to cut it in the real world. All of these things have combined to create a much more conservative estimation of what the latest drugs can bring for their makers.
You're right. Just looking at the number for 2024, it seems great. When you compare it, looking back to 2023 and especially 2022, you can see that very significant decline. Yeah.
I think as pharma journalists, we tend to see tens of billions as being quite normal. But then when you see it's nearly half of what it was 2 years ago, you can really see, yeah, the plummeting estimations from there.
We talked a bit about the overall potential for these top 10 drugs. I'd like to talk about the drugs that actually secured spots on the list this year. The special report that was published mentioned that the drug that secured the number one spot this year was a bit of a surprise. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so these reports, and again, this is my 15th year of doing these, and they almost always have a blockbuster disease that a leading drug is treating. So this has typically been cancer or a rare disorder, and they can garner Alzheimer's disease, which is obviously incredibly prevalent and a very large market. But this year, we have a relatively rare condition from a company that, until late last year anyway, was mostly unknown. The condition is schizophrenia, and the company is Karuna Therapeutics, and its drug, which is KarXT. But the world did become very well acquainted with Karuna late last year when acquisitive big pharma Bristol Myers Squibb handed over a cool $14 billion to buy out the neurology biotech. Nabincar XT in the process and is now, of course, in charge of its launch. So there are a lot of drugs for schizophrenia, but they are predominantly in generics. While there are newer drugs from companies like Lundbeck and Otsuka, for instance, they can all come with significant side effects. One of the most serious is weight gain. Karuna tops this list and evaluates these $2.88 billion as its sales potential by 2028. Because trials have shown it can deliver strong efficacy, but with minimal side effects when you compare it to other drugs on the market. CAR-XT will also seek extra licenses to bump up its sales figures in other areas, and that includes psychosis and Alzheimer's patients.
For number two on the list, a little bit less surprising, it was Eli Lilly's Alzheimer's Hopeful, and it's secured a spot on the list for, is this the third consecutive year that it's been on there?
Yeah, as you say, Lilly's no stranger to this list, and its Alzheimer's disease drug, donanemab, makes its third appearance in as many years. So this time around, and there's a lot of numbers here, it's the second most anticipated drug launch for the 2024. It was fourth on Evaluate's most anticipated 2023 launches list, where the tea leaves said it could make $1.9 billion in sales by 2028. In 2022, it actually topped the most anticipated list, with a very meaty $6 billion in sales by 2026. Today, Evaluate is seeing $2.2 billion in sales by 2028. Keeps finding its way into these lists because of Lilly's very tricky path to potential approval over the past few years. That culminated in January of last year with an actual FDA rejection of its drug, predominantly over trial patient numbers. Lilly, however, powered on, refiled with the FDA in the summer of last year, and is now set for a decision from the FDA in the first quarter of this year, so very soon. That massively downgraded estimate from $6 billion in 2022 to just over $2 billion now is down to that tricky regulatory path Lilly has had to walk, and down to the impact of Biogen's Aduhelm. This is another Alzheimer's disease drug that launched a few years back, but imploded spectacularly, failing to really make any money, and then culled just this month from the market amid pricing, safety, and efficacy woes. A dose of reality saw a realignment of the Alzheimer's disease market potential, though there have been more positives since the Aduhelm debacle. The bright spark in AD falls on Leqembi, Eisai's AD drug that was FDA approved last year and expected by Evaluate to be making around $3 billion by 2028. Lilly has shown its drug can beat out Leqembi in trials, with the caveat that this may not always translate in the real world. But it does come with some potentially serious side effects, which could impact its market share.
A lot of challenges on this road to potential approval, but also there are some bright spots to focus on as well. So we'll see if 2024 is that lucky year for Eli Lilly and its Alzheimer's hopeful. And the last drug that I wanted to talk about with you today, Ben, to get your insight on was Madrigal Pharmaceuticals and its non-alcoholic fatty liver drug, resmetirom. And NASH has been a tough nut to crack for the industry. And can you talk a little bit about Madrigal's drug and what you learned from the Evaluate report about its sales potential?
Yeah, so treating NASH, as it's commonly known, has been the holy grail for pharma. But as we found out in the first Indiana Jones film, the holy grail can fight back. There have been some wild estimates of what this disease, which causes a buildup of fat in the liver, which can, down the line, cause more serious and often life-threatening conditions, can bring. Some market projections have hit tens of billions of dollars, and I believe I've seen one that even topped 100 billion. That's because the condition is primarily caused by obesity, and we know in the Western world this is a growing problem. As much as 6.5% of the US adult population could have the disease, and it has become the number one reason for liver transplants overtaking alcoholism. So diet, exercise, and gastric surgery can reverse the condition in many patients, but pharma being pharma, it wants to drug the problem. That's proven far more difficult than it first seemed, with a host of big pharmas and smaller biotechs failing to come up with a drug that can cut liver fat and be safe in trials. Madrigal, pretty little known biotech, is hoping to change the NASH fortunes. As you say, it's third on the list. Evaluate sees Madrigal as making just over $2 billion in sales by 2028 and comes on the heel of a bit of a renaissance in NASH research, which has steadily this past year seen increasingly more trial wins and a bit of a return to confidence in this nascent market. So its drug, resmetirom, works as a THR beta agonist and has shown some strong results in recent studies. So the FDA set up to make a decision by mid-March, which approved, would make the drug the first ever NASH med to cross the regulatory finishing line. There is, however, a cautionary tale in the form of Intercept Pharmaceuticals and its drug, Ocaliva. So Intercept first got approval for this drug back in 2016, not for NASH, but for a rare liver disease. That was supposed to be the opening act for its entry into NASH. But its tortured regulatory and research path, littered with trial flops and FDA rejections, finally saw Intercept give up, selling itself off and it give up on NASH. Madrigal will be looking to buck the trend this year.
It'll be one more interesting drug to keep an eye on as we move forward in 2024. Ben, thank you for joining the Top Line today, sharing your insight and a little bit deeper dive into the anticipated drugs report.
Thank you.
That's it for the Top Line. I'm your host, Ayla Ellison. You can find out more about this topic, including the anticipated drug launches special report, in our show notes at fiercepharma.com. Look for podcasts. And that's the bottom line from the Top Line.